Ingrid Andress.
Hello, Carolyn Cruz.
I am so happy to talk to you. We totally missed seeing you this past February at our acoustic live show. First, there was the tornado that wiped out your house, then the pandemic. But here we are now, getting to talk to you at least.
What a year. Yes, that was a crazy time, for sure. And I was so bummed I couldn't be back in Boston, because you already know that's one of my favorite cities.
I did not know, but please tell us more.
Oh, yes. I lived there for a little bit when I went to Berkeley.
Oh, that's right. You were a college student here in Boston for a while. And tell me where your hangouts were.
Honestly, I mostly stuck around Back Bay, just because that's where my apartment was. My headspace was at, like, some of those docks down there at the park. Also, the Boston Common. I also, like, was only 18 years old, so I couldn't really go to bars, which was unfortunate, until, like, the very end of my stay there. And that completely, like, made my Boston experience so much more enjoyable. So that's why I always love going back, because I'm just like, I can go to bars now.
Yay, freedom, fun.
Boston is where I kind of wrote some of my first songs that I wanted to play for people. And then that's kind of when I was like, oh, okay, I need to go to Nashville to really work on songwriting. But Boston was kind of where I discovered that that's what I wanted to do.
And now here you are with a number one hit single, a hit album, all kinds of accolades and awards. And today you released a deluxe version of your album, Ladylike. So why a deluxe album, Ingrid?
Well, I guess quarantine has given me some time to really look at the album that I put out in March. And I was like, you know what? I've been writing more songs, and I think that the Ladylike chapter isn't over with yet. I think there needs to be more of a story in there, which is kind of why I rearranged the track listing of the songs on the deluxe, because I wanted it to tell the story of what those emotions were and the timeline that they exactly happened, so that if you listen to the album top down, you'll kind of know what was happening in my life during that time. You know, when I first released the album, it felt like a lifetime ago, and I kind of wanted to make it more real to who I am now, because a lot has changed, and I feel like I have a new life, which is weird.
Oh, I get it, totally. And you have a new version of your number one hit, More Hearts Than Mine.
Yes! Karen and Kimberly from Little Big Town were gracious enough to put their beautiful voices on this version of More Hearts Than Mine, and I totally fangirled the whole time. It's no big deal.
I get that. And they were probably fangirling on you, too.
We are definitely huge fans of each other. And they've been in this business, in this music industry, for so long. And I just look up to them and respect them so much and appreciate that they want to support other women in country music.
And hey, Ingrid, tell us about the new original on the deluxe album.
Yes, it's called Feeling Things, which is literally how I feel all the time. Once you listen to the song, you'll get it. But I'm just such an emotional human being. I just got to get it all out there.
But I would imagine that's what makes for good songwriting.
Yes, it does. It's actually really what inspires all of my writing, which is why most of my songs are sad.
Well, country music loves a good sad song. And I just saw the video for Ladylike. It's really powerful and beautiful.
Thank you. Yes, I'm really excited for people to hear that song. I wrote it kind of as like an autobiography, but now I'm realizing through this pandemic that a lot of people can be ladylike. It's not just me. It's just a lot of people are feeling the same way I'm feeling. Oh, of course. I love games.
Oh, yay. Okay. Well, it's called Ingrid Answers. You just answer a question.
Easy enough.
Since your album is ladylike, are you more ladylike or tomboyish?
I mean, I really don't think I fit either category. I'm just such a wild card. I just show up and people try to categorize me as one or the other, but I'm just me, I guess.
So it depends on the day.
Yeah, exactly.
The last album you listened to besides your own?
What did I listen to yesterday? I listened to the 1975. They're like a indie English band that I love.
What was your go-to show during quarantine?
Shit Creek.
Can't really say it on the radio, but we know what you mean. What's your dream vacation?
Any place with a beach, to be honest.
Dream duet partner? Besides Karen and Kimberly from Little Big Town, you already worked with.
I was going to say, I'm like, oh, there are so many. I mean, if Whitney Houston was alive, I would pick her.
What scares you, Ingrid?
I'm actually not really scared of anything. I'm trying to think. Honestly, I can't do horror movies. Like, honestly, anything gory. I can't watch it. It's not that it scares me. It just makes me sick. I can't do it. Like, I have never watched any of the Saw movies.
Oh, me neither. But let's leave on a positive. When you think of Boston, you think of...
the fall.
Oh, well, come visit us when it's safe and you can. We totally need a do-over.
I would love that. I know. I need so many do-overs, and that's one of the big ones.
Thank you so much for your time, Ingrid Andress. And everybody, get Ladylike Deluxe. It is out today.
Woo! Thanks, Carolyn.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.